Architecture and Design, REST APIs. What is a REST API? It's a representational state API, no data on the server, but found in the request and the response. It is an architectural style following a set of constraints. It is stateless, no session data on the server. Cache data does not violate statelessness. It relays data using HTTP request and HTTP response, usually in JSON or could be in XML. Routes use nouns and maintain a hierarchical structure in the URL, which may include the resource version. In C#, the class and the method declarations, you have the API controller, you have the route, which is something like API/controller. Then you've got the HTTP verbs like HTTP GET or HTTP POST. In Java, you'll see the annotations as REST controller, request mapping, and GET mapping. Designing REST APIs. When looking at user stories, the REST API noun will the REST API resource will come from the nouns, and the HTTP verb will come from the user story verbs. Searching, sorting, filtering, and paginations. You can append a query parameters to the API, such as the company resource followed by the ? Sort equal rank ascending, as an example. Versioning. Usually you will have the context path, the resource, and then a version number after that. REST principles or constraints. It is stateless, where the server does not retain client state. It has a uniform interface, one UI per resource, and the HTTP verb determines the purpose. Client server, it's separating the client from the server, allowing for flexibility and scalability. It's cacheable. Responses can be cacheable on the client to improve performance. It's a layered system. The client can directly or indirectly connect to the server, which promotes scalability. And there's also code on demand, which is optional, and you can send executable code in the response, which is not common. An API key is a unique identifier passed to an API to authenticate the request. It's typically used to control access to the API. HATOS. It is hypermedia as the engine of application state.